This is an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
What if you could know what your boss is thinking, their employee likes and dislikes, who they want to hire and fire? On the line with us right now is workplace expert Colleen Kettenhoffen. She is the author of Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, how are you, Peter?
I'm doing just fine. Right off the bat, I have to ask, are bosses getting upset that you're giving away their secrets?
You know, that's a good question. And I think actually they want employees to know, because I don't think they really realize how bothersome some of their biggest pet peeves are. And I think sometimes they don't always tell employees because they feel like if it's coming from them, they might as well be hearing it from their mother. And so I think sometimes they like having me come in. I'm actually hired to go into organizations or speak before associations at conferences, training managers and others in how to manage employees and how to deal with difficult people.
So what are some of the biggest pet peeves that bosses have when it comes to employees?
Well, I'll start with the one that's very obvious, and then I'll go into the ones that people may not realize are at the top of the list. The first one, Peter, what you would expect, excessive absenteeism and chronic tardiness. Also the clock watchers who arrive late and take off so fast from work that they leave skid marks, and they've got the excuses such as, I've got to get home to the kids or the husband, or my wife's not working, or they're late due to construction, inclement weather. So when there's a litany of excuses, managers tune out and tune in to the idea of taking disciplinary action.
Now, I'm just curious, because you mentioned some of the excuses, and one of the ones you tossed in there was, I've got to get home to the kids. And I'm wondering if that excuse is, well, first of all, A, really an excuse, and B, if it's a different response if your boss is a male as opposed to a female.
I think what it boils down to is when the employee interviewed for the job, if they know that there are specific hours that they're going to have to work, and especially if they know that the company may not be able to be flexible, then I think the bosses, at least from what they told me, because I interviewed over 200 bosses just based on all the speaking engagements that I've conducted in 48 states and 5 foreign countries for more than 15 years. So really what bosses said to me is, if they knew when they were interviewing and right before we hired them that these were going to be the hours they would have to work, then we would expect them to be able to work around those hours. Having said that, there are a lot of companies nowadays that do want to be flexible to employees, both male and female, if they have children. So this is really more the people where they take advantage of it and they're purposely calling in sick, or as I hear now a lot with typically people between 16 and 24, sometimes texting in sick, or the people who are chronically tardy. So it's really more when the bosses sense that there are, the phrase they kept using with me, excuses in general. And some of them actually said to me, my feeling, Colleen, is if they're not here, why am I paying them? So it's really more the people who are chronic and really taking advantage over somebody where maybe legitimately they're really trying to make it work. But if you want to hear second and third on the list, these could almost be number one.
And they are?
Okay, second biggest pet peeve of over 200 bosses that I surveyed, the whole number two was negativity, subversiveness, and lack of buy-in. In other words, this is the problem child whiner who complains, has no solutions, or says, I don't get paid enough to worry about that. Or they say sarcastically, it's not my job. So managers don't want to manage a whiner or water cooler instigator, as I call them, someone who rallies everyone around their complaints, and they're complaining about how busy they are, but I refer to them as busy doing nothing because they're usually doing more complaining.
Okay, the other side of that coin, what if somebody has a legitimate right or reason to complain? Are you saying that employees should never complain?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when I am doing training for managers and supervisors, they'll say to me, you know, Colleen, I know a big pet peeve with bosses is negativity with no solutions. So they said, I'm very judicious in going in and complaining to the boss. In other words, pick your battles. You know, if you really feel like it is a legitimate complaint, go in and talk with your boss about it in a very low, controlled tone of voice. And I think the key is that managers and supervisors told me they want somebody to come in with what they think is the solution or just to offer a solution and ask what the boss thinks of their idea. So we're really talking here more about the chronic complainer because these people can create a lot of drama. And actually, what ranked third overall with the boss's biggest frustrations was high drama. And these people can leave the same bitter aftertaste, the disruptive gossips, the squealers or the tattletales, you know, going to the boss about an issue that really is not even an issue. They're just wanting to squeal on another employee. Sense of entitlement employees, and also what I call the pot stirrers, just people that like to gossip and complain, social butterflies I heard a lot about from bosses, the individuals who socialize, especially in that first hour of the workday. They come in, but they're not really working, they're socializing. And then a real big one for bosses, and certainly employees, is the people who talk about their personal lives all day, every day.
Now, I understand there are some employees that are the hardest to both hire and fire. Who are these employees?
Well, it's interesting because people who are harder to fire, unfortunately, what I found in my in-depth conversations with managers was they can be hard to hire. And I was surprised at how much managers confided in me. And I don't mean confided in terms of telling me privately, but I'm talking about in speaking engagements that I conducted, open speaking engagements, for example, at conferences where I would just ask people, you know, what makes you fire one person or what makes you hire one person. And I actually had a few bosses who said, Colleen, if I know that someone's going to be harder to hire, or excuse me, harder to fire, if I know someone's going to be harder to fire, I am less likely to hire that person. And I actually had a manager say to me in front of a whole room of people, he said, for example, if I know a woman is of childbearing age, I'm less likely to hire her because she knows that if she gets pregnant, she can do anything she wants and I can't fire her. And I was absolutely dumbfounded.
Isn't that almost against the law?
You know, I would agree with you. I really think that it is, and I was surprised that this person would say this in front of so many people. Now, I do want to emphasize, you know, it's only a few managers who say these things. A lot of the radio interviews that I've had have been conducted by men, and they are as flabbergasted as the women. And I actually interviewed a business owner on an airplane when I was flying home from one of my training sessions, And I remember that business owner, I would say he was in his early 60s, he said to me and the woman next to me, whom he didn't know her either, he said, well, if I can help it, I am less likely to hire a woman because if she's married, she's the breadwinner. So with her husband earning more money, she doesn't really have the same pressures as a man. If I had been a rocket, Peter, I would have shot to Saturn in a nanosecond.
Well, let me ask you one last quick question because we're just about running out of time. Mm-hmm. Based on what you said, your book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, who best learns from reading your book, an employer or an employee?
I would say the employee would best learn from this book because it really helps you in how to keep your job in any economy. There's a whole chapter in there on the top 10 biggest frustrations of bosses. There's other ones like being combative, challenging authority, texting, excessive use spent on the internet, and so forth. But there's also a chapter in there on how to get a great job, what employers look for on interviews. So it's really for employees as well as people looking for a job. And if you think about it, even bosses themselves are employees because they have a manager as well.
Good point. The book is called Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. And it's you can check out her website at bouncebackhire.com. Colleen, I thank you very, very much for taking the time to be on the program with us.
Oh, thank you, Peter. And lastly, I just want to say we also have CDs on the website, Bounce Back Higher, as well as the book.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Colleen.
Thank you.
Colleen Kettenhoffen, author of Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. You can go to my website at thestufffile.com, go to the Stuff File program page for this show, which is show number 0088, and you'll find links to Colleen's website.
You've just heard an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. To hear any or all of the full hour-long shows, visit thestufffile.com. Stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. That's thestufffile.com. A presentation of Flying Fish Communications.